6:37 the time. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, and we are happy to be joined by the Colorado House Minority Leader, Mike Lynch, serving Colorado House District 65 here in Northern Colorado. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning, my friend.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Thanks for all you do.
Hey, thanks for jumping on this morning, and thanks for serving our country, man.
You bet. You know, I'm the first one to put a post on your Facebook. I just put something up there, boys. So yeah, way to go. We got to honor these people. I mean, when these guys sign, you know, these are people that sign on the line. I'm willing to give my life. That's what that contract says for my fellow citizens' freedoms. We can never forget that.
No, we can't. And as a member of the board of directors for High Plains Honor Flight here in Northern Colorado, I get the honor of transforming some of these veterans' lives when we take them out to those memorials in Washington, D.C. Such an honor to be as part of. I did not serve in the military, but I will continue to serve those who did. So again, thank you for that, sir. We appreciate it.
And Mike, your son. Talk to us about your son.
Yeah, he is a bald-headed plebe at West Point right now. So, and he left with a mop. I'm telling you, he was trying to get the record for longest hair, but he's doing great. Unlike his father that attended there, he was looking forward to the academic year, and he's knocking it out of the park. So. Thank God for good breeding and my wife.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you to you and your son for your service. But thanks for jumping on here this morning to talk with us. I don't know if you're aware, but a little bit of news happening this week in the state of Colorado when it comes to property taxes. I want to go first. I believe there's a piece in ColoradoPolitics.com. Governor Polis called you on election night. Is that right? What did that conversation, how did that conversation go?
Yeah, it was before any results ran. So the governor has good polling, obviously, and he started instantly talking about how, you know, what can we do here? And I'm like, we've been giving you solutions for literally the beginning of session. Some of the very first bills addressed this issue, but they're like, well, no, those are Republican ideas. We don't want to do that. He immediately was trying to get into the weeds on how we're going to fix this, which is conversations that probably should have happened. I don't know when Gallagher was repealed a couple years ago. So he, so immediately now he wants to bring us to the table. And yesterday was crazy, with this special session. We've got a plan. The Republicans, it's the same plan as before, which gives property tax relief to the citizens without taking their Tabor refund, without normalizing tax returns, which is socialism, where you give everybody the same money back, even though not the same money goes in. Those things are firmly defeated. So that is the good news that came out of this. And hopefully they'll come to our table of common sense and actually do something good for the citizens this time.
Well, and it's something that it's going to take both parties to sit down and reach here, because there's no way that any elected official, Mike, would be okay with property taxes increasing by 40%. This is where we got to see some bipartisanship shine through in what has turned into a very, very blue state.
You're correct. I want to highlight the fact that without the Republicans in a super majority, they can do it. So, people in the state, every time they see something going wrong, like somehow that becomes the Republicans' problem, and that is absolutely not false. There is not a single Republican in charge of anything at the state, and they have the votes to do whatever they want there. So, we've got solutions. We've already got the bills drafted. Matter of fact, they will go in today. By 5 o'clock is the deadline for this special session bills. Ours are drafted, ready to go. We're standing there going, let's do it, guys. Let's do something. And watch what happens, fellas. They are going to try to sneak in all kinds of other little things into this process. That's what they do. And, we're going to stand firm and say, look, these three bills, which we're condensing into one for simplicity's sake, for them to not have to worry about three, they just got to worry about one, will take care of this issue without getting into Tabor, without normalizing tax returns without, you know, some of these socialist ideas that they try to sneak into every bill. So it's going to be a real battle. But my guys are ready for it.
Well, and even with all that, it does seem relatively simple. The solution should be relatively simple. Sure. Governor Polis outlined the things that he wanted to get done in the debate on 9 News. I thought it was a good question of what needs to get done. He needs to cut property taxes. We need to not mess with the Tabor refunds. We need to do these things. And it's like, okay, well, we all agree on that. I don't care if you got a D or an R on your voting registry. We all agree that needs to get done. Now, what are some of the holdups that could happen here? And is it something that with this special session, there's going to be enough time to get this thing passed so that the property owners in the state of Colorado aren't going to feel the price, pay the price when it jumps up?
Yeah. I mean, here's the the disingenuous nature of this. The governor calls this with some, there are some real timelines when this has to be done, but he calls it for next week. Well, okay, how much stakeholding can get done in that period of time? I mean, not even that. We literally had less than 48 hours to have the bills in. So, but the good news is that the Republicans, we've got it. We've been working on this. The Dems really did not believe that HH was going to die. There was no way that Lord Polis was going to lose in an election, because quite frankly, he doesn't very often. But when he did, they went, oh my gosh, we better come up with a plan. And we're standing there, our bills are ready to go. And if they want to bring true relief, fine. If they want to try to, I mean, trust me, they can do this. There is some way they will make woke policies come into tax policy, right? It is insane. So we'll see. One of those is, the renter relief, but, renters don't own, so they shouldn't benefit from property tax. And if we benefit the property owners, that will help the renters. So, but they're going to use this as an excuse to sneak a bunch of other stuff in, and we're just simply not going to have anything to do with those conversations. That's where those things will not be bipartisan. So it's going to be a battle, but we've sat down, we've got our battle plan, we are ready to go.
We're talking with House Minority Leader Mike Lynch here this morning. Well, and that's the thing, Mike, like everybody knows that this needs to get done. So I guess my question to you is, there's going to be some give and take. We want the things that you're talking about here in terms of the tax relief. Like I said, the major things that we talked about, people agree. They want that. That's why Prop HH went down, is because it wasn't that. And it's very clear on what needs to happen. Are you willing to sit and talk and have those conversations and do the job, for lack of a better term, of working with the Democrats to find the best solution for the people of Colorado?
You bet. I mean, nothing comes out of there. It's funny. I get in trouble for, he's not Republican enough because he's talking to the Democrats. And unfortunately, nothing happens out of that Capitol unless you talk to Democrats. So, no, that is part of what we do all the time. We've already had conversations. I spent all day yesterday refining these ideas and actually talking with Democrats for a lot of the day, too. This is not an ideological issue. This is percentages and numbers. You can't make this political. But these guys are good. We'll see. They'll somehow try to spin some stuff in there. So the way this works is each representative can each bring a bill. So there could be 100 bills that come before that have to be dealt with in 3 days. It's an absolute mess. But the Republicans have consolidated the answers that are just math problems into one bill, and we're ready to go and bring that, and we are glad to have any Democrats come along that want to actually do something good for Colorado.
I just hope that everyone can get together and do what's best for the citizens of the state.
Right.
And, and our pocketbooks, because, we need people who are looking out for us. I'm unaffiliated. I'm an independent, and I need somebody who's going to lean me their way and just make sense to me. And there's a lot of noise out there, but I appreciate when somebody can cut through it. No name calling, no labeling. Just look, we all need to do something about this, or we're all going to pay.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And those, I mean, there's not a lot of room for what I would call ideological sort of conversation. It's numbers, it's percentages, and these are just facts we're dealing with here. So let's stay on focus of thinking about the citizens, not the next election, not the next election within the House even. Let's focus on what we got to do for Colorado. And that's what this has caused. This special session has caused them to say, wait a minute, what the voters actually spoke last week and said, hey, we are done. Actually, it was just this.
I was going to say that was
week.
Tuesday. Yeah. It feels like it's a lot's been done since then. Again, we're talking with House Minority Leader Mike Lynch here this morning. Mike, you know, I've been very open and very critical of the Colorado GOP in a lot of ways. And I think it's time to have those open and honest conversations, because you can't lose so damn always and not have open and honest.
So damn always.
and not have those conversations. And I think for once, I saw a little bit of movement in this state on Tuesday with HH going down. The Colorado Republican Party can be really good when you stick to the basics, when you talk about economic and fiscal policy. That's where the Republican Party can be really good, and not getting into, you know, not diving into the conspiracy theories of elections have been stolen and stuff like that. That's where you start to lose people like Brian. That's where you start to lose people like me. And I think that's something that shone through a little bit on Tuesday, when the Republican Party sticks to its strong suit of talking about, hey, we're going to save you money, that's going to go a long way. Would you like to comment on that, Mr. Lynch?
Yeah, you know, so I am the minority leader, so the only Republicans in the world that I worry about every day are the 19 members that sit in that chamber. I live and breathe for their reelection and for them doing the right things at that Capitol, and I got to tell you, if you want to see a trend towards good, look at all those 19 members. We have worked together great. People will make decisions for the citizens beyond politics. It's really kind of a different group. And it's a great group. It's a group of professionals that have said, I'm going to walk away from what I do. And I mean, myself included, I still have a business and I am losing more money than I'm making in politics right now.
I don't know why you're doing it to yourself, to be quite frank.
I don't.
To be quite frank, I don't know why you do it, but I'm glad someone does. Mike, quickly, what do you got your eyes on and what's coming up in the next session when you guys get back to work? Not the special session. We know where all eyes are going to be on that. But for your district and things like that, Mike, what do you got your eyes on?
Yeah, you know, I started my political career in the fight against fentanyl, and ran one of the biggest deals with that. It didn't go quite far enough to illegalize possession of illicit drugs in the state. That is a continuing fight for me. I have some great legislation that will really change the way we process folks when we identify that they have a substance abuse issue. I'm super excited about that. Just like I'm a military veteran, we dealt with people dying. That is what fentanyl is doing to our state, and that is what one of my big focuses down there. If I can, you know, at the end of my political career say, hey, I saved some lives, that is way more important than saying I saved somebody some money or I built a rec center or whatever. You know, it is I'm very passionate about that issue, and we'll be bringing some monumental legislation. I haven't unveiled it yet, so it'll be great. So that's where I'll start off, and then it's whatever constituents need me to do. I do not believe just because we can bring five bills to the legislature that you should, right? And that's why we have 600 bills that we deal with during each session. And so I've got some other issues that have came from my district that I'll take down there that are very district specific. And other than that, I don't want to clutter our books with any more laws. So,
amen.
No.
And thank you for that.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, Mike, last question for you here. And I'm not sure if you can or are willing to, but how do you see this special session going down? What do you think the end result of the property tax debate is going to be here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think a few of the tenets of HH will get passed. So that will be senior exemptions, some portability. We're proposing a cut in that rate from 6.75 to 6.7, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you multiply that times billions of dollars, it's a lot of money. So I see some good things coming out. It has to happen, right? It has to happen. I do see this being a fight because I've already been in the conversations where they're trying to sneak other stuff in there. And that is why, you know, at the end of session, we walked out on this bill. Senate Bill 303 is when we walked out of the chamber because we said, look, this is not good legislation. This was not stakeholded. So I don't think we're not going to see a repeat of that. We've only got 3 days, so you know, there's not a lot of time for political theater. We got to actually get to work. So I see some relief coming for the citizens. I know that we have a plan that I believe is everything the governor asked for. So we'll be shocked if they don't get on board, because we've already done the math on it. We've been working on this since we got out of session. They started working on it yesterday. So the good news is for me and my caucus is that the talking points start with us. So that's a little bit new. So yeah, we have to. There's no choice but to leave there with some relief for citizens, or we're going to have people moving out. I mean, people on fixed incomes simply cannot afford to live in Colorado right now. When your property tax goes up 40-50%.
No, and thank you for trying to do something about it. We appreciate it, and God bless you and your family for your service too. Once again, as I hope you're able to have a memorable Veterans Day weekend, my friend.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got to honor those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Lynch, House Minority Leader. Mike, thanks so much, and hope to have you on again very soon.
You bet. Thank you, fellas.
There you go. Mike Lynch, House Minority Leader there. A lot to unpack in that interview, in that conversation. And he's right. There shouldn't be a lot of time, and there's not enough time for a lot of those the theatrics of politics that seems that is politics now. Is how do I make a headline here? How do I... For lack of a better term, there is a gun held to the head of the Colorado legislature right now, and they've got to get it done. Otherwise, this whole state is going to have a lot of issues. And like Mike said, you're going to have people living on those fixed incomes having to move and find a different state to live in. You can't afford a 40% property tax. Nobody can afford a 40% increase in their property taxes. I hope that they get it done. Mike Lynch, House Minority Leader, joining us this morning. 6:54 the time. Let's get to the NOCO Truck Center Market Report.